Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Mostly cloudy now and 54 degrees. Tensions continue to grow at universities across the country over anti-Israel war protests.
Anti-Semitism is surging on college campuses. Demonstrations Monday, virtual classes over safety concerns and dozens of arrests at New York's Columbia University and at Yale, with pro-Palestinian events at MIT and other universities. President Biden Monday in Virginia saying,
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests.
The White House has also said that calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Former President Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York continued Monday with opening statements. Fox's Nate Foy with the latest from New York City.
During opening statements, prosecutors claimed that former President Donald Trump engaged in a criminal conspiracy and cover-up leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Trump maintains that he's an innocent man, and he said that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should never have brought this case, and he's again criticizing Bragg on Truth Social, posting, quote, "Wow, DA Alvin Bragg is an election denier. The exact same thing they said about me. But I was right, DJT.
Former president has pleaded not guilty to all counts and continues to blast the trial as political persecution. The Valley Center High School varsity baseball team has been suspended due to an animal cruelty investigation.
District officials sent a statement to all Valley Center High School families Monday afternoon, stating in part that the varsity baseball season has been suspended due to an active police investigation. Administrators say they were alerted of an incident involving possible animal cruelty on the part of the entire Hornet varsity baseball team and the entire coaching staff on USD 262 property. Law enforcement was notified and the rest of the season was suspended. However, a final decision regarding the remainder of the baseball season will be made pending the outcome of the investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A request for a resentencing hearing for two Wichita brothers awaiting execution for a quadruple killing from 2000 has been denied. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to request a formal resentencing hearing for Jonathan and Reginald Carr. It was a decision that came a little less than a year after the Kansas Supreme Court ruled that the brothers had received fair trials and upheld their death sentences. In making yesterday's decision, Sedgwick County Chief Judge Jeffrey Gehring said the Supreme Court did not order a new sentencing in this case and ruled that he doesn't have the power to move forward with such a hearing.
I don't think that I have jurisdiction to resentence Mr. Reginald Carr or Jonathan Carr on either case, so the motion will be denied.
Attorneys for the brothers say they plan to appeal. Wichita Public Schools held a pair of listening sessions last night to hear what parents had to say about the closing of six public school buildings at the end of the year. School Board President Stan Reeser says they want to hear from the public before they finalize any plans.
We have to have a broad groundwork to start with, and then we can start building the details on that once we kind of know what the public is thinking.
Two more listening sessions are being held today. The first starts at 5:30 p.m. at West High, and the second will be at North High. That's set to begin at 7:30. Police say a man and woman were involved in an argument which led to a shooting in southeast Wichita Sunday night in the 2500 block of East Sea Cider. A 62-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and discharged into an occupied dwelling. A woman was hospitalized in critical condition but is expected to survive. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock, partly cloudy, 54 degrees. Wichita Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard tells KNSS News at today's workshop, the city council will discuss economic development and animal control.
We do have an animal advisory board, and last year the board came up with some suggestions on some improvements within animal control, and legal has been looking over them the last several months, and they are going to give us an update at the council workshop.
Maggie Ballard commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. Mayor Lily Wu is attending a conference of women mayors in Switzerland. The FBI is on high alert for the Passover holiday as they monitor potential threats to the Jewish community. Fox's Matt Finn has more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking to a group of nationwide security officials, going into detail about the threat against the Jewish population right now.
We at the Bureau remain particularly concerned that lone actors could target large gatherings, high-profile events, or symbolic or religious locations for violence.
And the FBI director says threats against the Jewish community were already above normal before the October 7th attacks. Now the number of FBI hate crimes has tripled since that heinous day.
The Anti-Defamation League reports it tallied nearly 9,000 anti-Semitic incidents last year, with most happening after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. A mistrial has been declared in the case of an Arizona rancher charged in the shooting death of a migrant on his property.
Despite another day of deliberations, jurors in Santa Cruz County failed to reach a verdict on whether to convict George Allen Kelly of second-degree murder or lesser charges. Defense attorneys said the 75-year-old was in a life-or-death situation, hearing a shot before opening fire on his Keno Springs area cattle ranch, fatally shooting a 48-year-old Mexican national. Prosecutors argued he recklessly fired an AK-47 rifle toward a group of migrants who were 100 yards away, striking the unarmed man and never told officials he feared for his life. A status hearing is set for April 29th, where prosecutors could act on retrying Kelly for murder, a lesser charge, or drop the case. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The remains of a World War II pilot are identified 8 decades after he was killed in combat.
The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of 2nd Lieutenant John McLaughlin Jr. of Detroit. The Army Air Force pilot was killed during a bombing mission December 1st, 1943 over Southeast Asia. His remains, along with 7 others, were discovered 4 years later amid the wreckage of their B-24 Liberator, but not officially identified until earlier this year. Lieutenant McLaughlin will be laid to rest this summer at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Have a stalled out vehicle in potentially a difficult place. This is northbound I-235, and yeah, it's right there in the road construction, the ramp to I-135. So that could slow things down. Now, right now, looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, not really seeing a whole lot of traffic going through there, so it's moving along just fine. But that is one of those areas that really starts to back up, so you might want to watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of an early shower or non-severe storm. Most of us likely going to stay pretty dry out there, though. During the afternoon, warming back up to a nice warm high of 76 with a breeze switching out of the northeast at 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 14 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024.
By the way, if you're driving westbound, the moon, big gorgeous moon setting in the west.
Big round.
It's so beautiful. It looks like it's something out of a painting or a movie. It's just stunning right now.
Is it that gold color?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's just so beautiful right now.
Well, we had a sunny, windy day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 73 degrees. Normal high is 70. And we had a south wind gust of 49 miles per hour clocked near Eisenhower Airport. So it was windy yesterday. On this date in 1989, Salina, Kansas, was the hot spot in the nation with a high of 105 degrees. The high was also an April record for the state of Kansas. It was in 1989 in Salina. And on this date in 2005, the recently created video sharing website YouTube uploaded its first clip, Me at the Zoo, which showed YouTube co-founder Jawed Karim standing in front of an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. 2005.
Changed the world last 19 years.
Sure did. A proposal that would allow parents to be fined for their child's criminal offenses is headed to Tennessee Governor Bill Lee's desk for his approval. The House Monday approved allowing judges to levy up to $1,000 in fines against parents or legal guardians of children who commit a second criminal offense. Chamber voted 72 to 24 to send the bill to the governor after it previously secured the support from the Senate. Supporters argue the proposal is needed to hold families accountable for the child's actions. However, Democratic lawmakers warned that the bill unfairly targets working parents who may have limited resources and burden them with fines that they may be unable to pay. Or you could take responsibility for your kids. I'm sure there have been some interesting arguments on that one. West Virginia Hospital has confirmed the first known case of measles in that state since 2009. The Monongalia County Health Department said WVU Medicine alerted officials Sunday that an adult patient living in the county tested positive for the viral infection. Now, health officials have not pinpointed exactly where and how the patient was exposed, but said that person had recently traveled abroad.
There you go.
Patient was partially vaccinated against measles, having received one of two doses. And one of the world's most contagious diseases, measles, can lead to potentially serious complications. And I thought we had measles pretty well eradicated, but it's making a comeback in some parts of the world, and then it looks like some folks have started bringing it back into the U.S. All right, coming up here just about an hour from now, we will check in with a little over an hour from now. We'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, as we do every Tuesday.
Yes.
Find out what's going on in the county. And right now, Ted, I'm going to take as you do the sports, I'm going to take a sip from my coffee cup here. And we, of course, in that cup have the official coffee of the Steve and Ted Show Prairie Fire.
There it is.
Outstanding.
Just took an on-air little sample right there.
There you go. 6:17, Steve and Ted, time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right, we got Shocker baseball tonight. Wichita State is on the road. Another tough one visiting 18th-ranked Oklahoma, one of the hotter teams in the nation right now. Sooners have won 7 in a row. They lead the Big 12 Conference. Shocks are trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Shocks have lost twice this year to the Sooners, trying to get a win tonight on the road down in Norman. Mike Kennedy will be on the air for Shocker baseball at 6:15 this evening. Listen to the Shocks on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge on the road for a long time. They start a 12-game road trip tonight. Be on the road for the next 2 weeks. 6 days in San Antonio is first up. AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Wichita is coming off back-to-back wins. Like to get a win streak going here. 7:05 tonight down in Texas. Kansas City Royals down 5-0 in the sixth inning last night to the Toronto Blue Jays up at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. And the Royals didn't have time to come back. End up losing 5-3. Three straight home losses now for the Royals. They'll try to snap that tonight, hosting the Toronto Blue Jays one more time. Let's go to another Major League game action last night. The Minnesota Twins taking on the bottom team in the majors, the Chicago White Sox, and the Twins were able to take care of Chicago. At the plate for the Twins, former Wichita Wind Surge slugger Edouard Julien, the Canadian, the action from Bally Sports North.
Eddie Julien, a two-hit night, a swing and a high fly ball into right field and deep. Sheets going back, looks up near the dock, and that's going a home run. Number 5 for Julien. And the Twins now lead 7-0 here in the seventh inning.
First home run of the year on the pull side for Eddie.
There you go. And that would be the final score. Twins over the White Sox 7-0. Former Wichita Wind Surge slugger Edouard Julien with a big night for the Twins. College men's golf, the first two rounds of the Big 12 Conference Championship yesterday in Trinity, Texas. K-State junior Cooper Schultz is in the top 10. He's tied for ninth place. Junior out of Andover Central. Shot a second round, 2 under par 70, which included six birdies, including four in a row at one point. Third round of the Big 12 men's golf tournament is today. If you want to go check out some baseball and softball action here in town today, Friends University is your big option. The Friends baseball team is home at 4 o'clock this afternoon for a doubleheader at Westside Athletic Field, hosting a really good team. Friends hosting 18th-ranked Mid-America Christian in a doubleheader today, baseball. And you've got Friends softball with a doubleheader hosting Avila today out west at Two Rivers. The Friends softball team right now is riding a 9-game winning streak going into today's action. It's a good matchup. Both these teams are tied for third place in the KCAC. Friends softball action on the west side tonight. Let's go to the National Hockey League, getting the playoffs started in game one of the first round in Edmonton last night. The Oilers take care of the Los Angeles Kings 7-4. Starting in goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner had 33 saves. And on defense for Edmonton, another Thunder player, Vincent Descharnais, got in six hits and five block shots. And Edmonton had lost seven straight game ones in playoffs, in their playoff run. And in fact, Edmonton got its first game one win at home in 34 years. 18,000 were at the game in Edmonton last night. A couple of former Thunder players helping out as Edmonton goes up in that best of seven, 1-0 over the Los Angeles Kings. And that's sports, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. I just want to mention once again, we have Wichita Grand Opera putting on the Leonard Bernstein Operetta, Candide, coming up this weekend downtown at Century 2, Saturday night and Sunday night, a two-day event, narrated by the great Kelsey Grammer, who is here in town to do that. And I'm a member of the chorus for this production, so looking forward to it. Hope to see you there. It's a Saturday night and Sunday night. If you want tickets, you can go to selectaseat.com/Candide and get your tickets.
I already have mine. Shelly and I will be there Saturday night.
Ah, wow. Looking forward to it.
We are excited.
The big premiere on Saturday night. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Should be, yeah.
6:21. And having Kelsey Grammer here is a treat.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming up. He has tips to improve your relationships. Uh-huh. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. Partly cloudy now and 54 degrees. Oklahoma City police are investigating the deaths of five people, including at least two children, inside a home on the city's southwest side. Police Sergeant Gary Knight says someone called police Monday morning to report finding five bodies inside the home. Knight says officers who arrived on the scene backed out of the home after determining the five were dead. Says investigators are currently obtaining a search warrant to begin processing the scene for evidence.
A man died following an ATV accident near Great Bend over the weekend. The Barton County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to a call about an ATV accident along the Arkansas River near the diversion dam south of Dundee. 37-year-old Wilbert Sanko of Great Bend was pinned under the ATV after the vehicle flipped. He was rushed to a hospital in Great Bend where he later died from his injuries. A 33-year-old passenger was treated at the scene for minor injuries.
Wichita Public Schools held the first two public feedback sessions on what to do with six public school buildings, that is, set to close at the end of the year. School Board President Stan Reeser says it's a chance for parents to learn what options are still on the table.
It will be a combination approach to all the options, and then let the public give us a feedback on what they're interested in, what their tolerance are, what their goals are for our buildings, and what they visually want to see.
Two more listening sessions are being held today. The first starts at 5:30 at West High, and the second will be at North High. That one begins at 7:30.
The Senate is preparing to vote on a bill that could lead to the banning of social media app TikTok in the United States.
The Senate expected to begin the voting process on the bill, so this could be something Biden signs into law this week. And if he does, it starts the clock on TikTok, a one-year deadline for its parent company ByteDance to sell to a U.S. company or face a ban. The new version of the bill the Senate will vote on extended the timeline from 6 months to a year, and the White House says they support it. China insists that ByteDance will not divest TikTok while the company is going through internal changes after their efforts to kill the bill seem to have failed completely. TikTok's general counsel, Eric Anderson, who was tasked with working with the U.S. government to address any national security concerns, is stepping down. A TikTok spokesperson saying that he wasn't fired and he's not leaving right away. Hillary Vaughn, Fox News.
Wichita Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard tells KNSS News a pollution cleanup is planned this week.
This Saturday, we are having the Ark River cleanup at 9 o'clock until noon. We'll be meeting up the corner of First and Waco. This is the 20th year, I think, over the last 20 years of collected 1.6 tons removed from the Ark River. So I think that is super awesome. Sad that there's that much trash, but really awesome that we're getting it out of there.
Maggie Ballard commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Mayor Lily Wu is attending a conference of women mayors in Switzerland. Now we get the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of an early shower or non-severe storm. Most of us likely going to stay pretty dry out there, though. During the afternoon, warming back up to a nice warm high of 76 with a breeze switching out of the northeast at 10 to 20. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now partly cloudy, 54 degrees, south wind at 14 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7. And 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:34 on this Tuesday morning, April 23rd. A leading fashion designer whose accessories were used by celebrities from Britney Spears to the cast of Sex and the City TV series was sentenced Monday to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty in Miami federal court to charges of smuggling crocodile handbags from her native Colombia. Nancy Gonzalez was arrested in 2022 in Colombia, later extradited to the U.S. for running a sprawling multi-year conspiracy that involved recruiting couriers to transport her high-end handbags on commercial flights to high-end showrooms and New York fashion events in violation of U.S. wildlife laws.
Got caught.
Got caught. Probably didn't even know it was illegal. I don't know.
Then why was she hiding it and had couriers? I think she knew it was illegal.
Because she's a very suspicious person. 6:35, Stephen Ted in the morning, here on KNSS. How about this? You know, we got the story of the hearing for a possible sentencing of the Carr brothers. And it was denied, as we told you in our newscast a moment ago. You know, I'm looking back, I'm thinking about this story, Ted, and how in 2000, in the newsroom or in KNSS, and how we were listening to the police scanner that morning and listening to the initial calls on that. Oh, well, gruesome. Four people shot in a soccer field. And these two guys were also convicted.
Five people shot.
Yeah, five people shot. One survived. Yeah. Four died there. And then there was another woman they shot and killed. Yeah. They were convicted of shooting and killing. And they say they've been on the death row, I guess, but not for 25 years, but for most of it, because part of it, they were not sentenced yet. But what a gruesome story, an awful story, and they're still in custody over there. And I don't think they'll ever get out.
I would hope not.
I would know they will never get out.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They'll just be like old the other guys who get old and finally pass in custody. And that's where they should be, that kind of crime. Yeah, terrible, heinous crime. Do you remember that day? It was a really cold
day. A cold, bitter morning. There was snow
on the ground.
Yeah. And no more detail on that. We'll go talk about something else. This is Steve and Ted, show number 6660. 6660.
Look at that.
Yep. And we've been doing this show since 1998.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 26 years plus.
Yeah, hoping to keep going for a little while longer at least. And, you know, there you go.
We're glad to be here every morning.
Let's see what else we got on it. We talked about Candide a moment ago, which is coming up Saturday. Today is National Picnic Day. You think you're going on a picnic today,
Not
Jan?
Today.
Not today.
Doesn't seem to be an activity for weekday in late April.
It's too windy and it's a weekday. Well,
let's wait till June or July to do something like that.
When was the last time you went on a picnic?
Boy, I can't tell you.
I think I know. For me, we have a gathering. We've tried to do it every year down in Iola where my grandparents, my dad's side's grandparents are buried there at Iola. Because there was at one time my grandfather had the Methodist church there. He was the minister. And we go down there and have a reunion. And it's right down. We just go buy some fast food and gather down in the park and just have a great time. Spend the afternoon talking.
Those are great days.
There's a softball field right next to us. And the kids, the grandkids, and some of the older folks get out there and play softball. It's a great afternoon.
That's nice.
That's the picnic we go on. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Cash steers last week in Kansas averaged 181.94. That was down 13 cents from the previous week. Nebraska averaged 183.07. They were down $1.18. Now, Monday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures gapped higher on the open and closed with large triple-digit gains. Some contracts had a 50% retracement of their April lows back to the Feb or March highs. The higher trading was a combination of managed money buying carried over buying from last week and the friendliness of last Friday's cattle on feed report. Now, lean hog futures had some six session highs made yesterday and closed positive. Yesterday's close, June live cattle, $2.37 higher at 178.05. August feeders up $4.97 at 258.47. And June lean hog, 67 cents higher at 105.50. Now, the grain and soybean futures all closed positive Monday. Managed money short covering, along with some acknowledgement of dry weather in the hard red winter wheat areas of the southern plains, were price supportive. Now, speaking of the dry weather in the southern plains, we saw yesterday the good to excellent rating of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop dropped 5 points to 50%. Good to excellent. Kansas dropped 7 points to 36%. Oklahoma dropped 1 point to 49%. And Texas dropped 2 points to 46%. So we're seeing lower crop condition ratings, but they are still much better than what they were a year ago this time. But the wheat is hurting out there. Now, right now, we've got July Kansas City wheat 5¾ cents higher, trading at 6.08¼. July corn is unchanged at 4.49¾. July soybeans also unchanged at 11.76½. June crude oil coming off the highs of overnight are down 56 cents now at 81.35. The June gold is having another day of losses, down $30.70 at $2,315.70. June S&P up 14 points at 5,061. June dollar index 8 cents lower at 105.83. And June Dow Jones futures 59 points higher at 38,527. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
What's the old saying? March winds and April showers bring forth May flowers. And we got to
that's what I've heard.
Kind of messed up this year.
Yes, it is.
We're getting plenty of March wind here in April and not showers yet. But hey, the forecaster is saying maybe midweek or Thursday could be a real good chance for showers in south central Kansas. That'll help the wheat,
yeah,
right?
We keep hearing it, Steve, but nothing ever comes through. Mm-hmm. And even if we do see it come through this week, it's still going to leave a large part of the western part of the state without any moisture. It looks like the center part's going to get the best.
Yeah, still going to be dry out west then. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, and it's a time of the year where we really depend on those April showers to make a difference, and April's getting almost gone.
I know. There's just a couple more days left. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:41 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Worried about the market in the election.
Ah.
Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 now. Three big things.
Three.
USC 259 holding several listening sessions for public input on a plan to close six Wichita schools.
Two.
Jonathan and Reginald Carr denied new sentencing hearing, facing execution for killing five people in Wichita in 2000.
One.
Hundreds turn out for anti-Israel demonstrations at several U.S. universities. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing those traffic volumes picking up out there. Just be aware that we do have a traffic slowdown, one Harry and George Washington Boulevard, a traffic accident there. And we have the report of a structure fire. This is in the 300 block of South Patty. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny and windy today with a high of 75 degrees. Increasing clouds tonight, the overnight low 51. Wednesday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 70. Now partly cloudy, 54 degrees. South wind at 14 miles per hour. Federal investigators are ordering Google to turn over information on people who viewed certain YouTube videos.
Fox on 10.
Forbes broke the story obtaining court documents where law enforcement officials asked Google's YouTube to turn over IP addresses, names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity for all users that viewed a certain YouTube video that had over 30,000 views, all in their effort to figure out the identity of a Google user they thought could have viewed the video who was suspected of money laundering. But the amount of information that the law enforcement was asking for meant that potentially thousands of innocent Google users would have been caught up in law enforcement. Hunt. Google says they take law enforcement requests seriously and balance helping them while protecting user privacy. Quote, we have a rigorous process designed to protect the privacy and constitutional rights of our users. We examine each demand for legal validity consistent with developing case law, and we routinely push back against overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands for user data, including objecting to some of those demands entirely. With Fox on Tech, Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business.
A big week of earnings reports will have an impact on Wall Street.
Stocks kicking off the week in the green with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 snapping a six-session losing streak on easing Middle East tensions. And as investors look ahead to the release of major tech earnings this week, along with key economic data, all 11 of the S&P 500 sectors ending higher today with mega-cap tech stocks leading the charge. Shares of Tesla fell for a seventh straight session and lost 3% after the EV maker slashed prices further in China. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Verizon, United Health Group, and Disney. The Dow rising 254 points. The NASDAQ up 169. S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Worrying about the market during the election. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted and Jad. You know, if I had a nickel for every conversation I had had with people about, you know, thinking about getting out of the market or changing their investment allocation because of the presidential election, I'd have a whole bunch of nickels. Well, please don't think you can outsmart the markets. I took a look at market performance from 1928 through the last election in 2020. It's evident that presidential election years have been favorable for investors. The S&P 500 has shown investors a positive return in 83% of presidential election years. Now, during those years, stocks averaged a gain of 2.78% in the first half year of the after the election, with an average second half gain of 9.34%. Now, during the same period from 1928 through the election of 2020, presidential election years have returned an average 11.57%. All other years averaged 10.01%. Well, it's obvious that we can't predict the future. So past performance will not give us future market returns. The headlines that can spawn election year volatility seem to create opportunity that has paid off versus non-presidential election years. That tells me that in many cases, sitting on the sidelines during an election year could be a costly mistake. I believe that breaking it down, whether it's more profitable for a Republican or a Democrat, Democratic candidate, makes that's a fool's errand as well. There are so many variables that affect the markets. Can you answer how much of the economy before the election affects the post-election market? Well, the average election year market gain is essentially a push. It's not just the executive branch of government that might affect the economy. The judicial branch could determine whether a policy will become law, and the legislative branch may enact laws that can hit your bottom line. All branches, including the judicial, are not beyond having a partisan agenda. We have certainly seen that. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
All right. Folks are always looking for something that influences the market, looking into the old crystal ball.
Yeah.
But you've got the evidence, the facts, the figures to back up everything you say, Don.
I've got the facts, the figures, and book them, Dano.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we let you on the air, that you're...
Thank you for letting me on the air.
Semi-prepared.
Well, half is better than nothing, huh?
That's right. Yeah. National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Woo, yeah.
Mm. Cookbooks and bakers offer a large variety of recipes for cherry cheesecake.
Mm.
Some cherry cheesecake recipes call for the cherries to be mixed into the batter. Others place the cherries on top. Quite a dilemma there, quite a controversy. I just say that I'm a cheesecake fan.
So me too. Am I. And I think on top is the way to go.
I don't think that I was just trying to recall. I don't think I ever ate cheesecake when I was growing up. But as an adult, I've discovered it somewhere at a banquet. It was an Associated Press banquet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For years, I would run into this fellow who worked for the Associated Press. Jim Bagby was his name.
Okay.
Worked for AP for years. He said, every time I see you, I remember that time we were at that convention in Hutchinson, and you kept going around picking up all the cheesecake from everybody's table.
Okay, now dry or creamy?
I don't know about creamy.
Well, dry New York cheesecake.
Yeah, that's what
That's what you like, because there is a creamier version.
Well, don't they have a restaurant called the Cheesecake Factory?
They do.
Rumor has it.
I've been
to one. Are you one of the proponents of people who has to have one?
Why
here?
Why not? We have everything else here. It's not my passion, but...
Okay. Well, it's like the old TGI Fridays. There's a menu that's about 35 pages long.
Yes, yeah. It's a massive
It is
tome
huge.
And it's all made out of the same stuff.
Yeah, it's all kind of
Alfredo
the same.
Sauce, pasta, yeah. And, mix it, throw some vegetables, and you got primavera, I mean,
the cheesecake is obviously the highlight of the meal.
It is pretty darn tasty. Yeah.
All right. Good. We've solved the cheesecake problem then. Okay. We still need a cheesecake factory. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 7 o'clock.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, we've been waiting for a long time.
They're not coming.
6:55 now, coming up at 7 o'clock. Top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Anti-Israel demonstrations on several college campuses and opening statements in Trump's hush money trial. That's coming up. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.